Now, after years of speculation regarding its future, the famous Verich villa on Prague's Kampa, once the home of the famous Czech actor Jan Verich, is set to get a new tenant. The Prague authorities have just decided to rent the historical building to the Jan and Meda Mladek Foundation, which will turn it into the Voskovets and Verich Arts and Social Centre in honour of the great Czech acting duo. Ruth Frankova has more.
The historical house on Prague's Kampa, a stone's throw from the district's picturesque square, has been uninhabited and falling apart since it was severely damaged by floods over a decade ago. On Tuesday, the Jan and Meda Mladek Foundation finally succeeded after several attempts to lease the building. It was given preference over two other bidders, Post Bellum and the Charter 77 Foundation. Prague will rent the villa to the organization for 600,000 crowns a year on a 10-year contract, with the option of renewing the contract when the first term comes to an end. The Verich Villa was built at the beginning of the 17th century and originally served as a tannery. In 1761, it was bought by the Nostitz family and later became the home of Josef Dobrovský, one of the most important figures of the Czech National Revival, who worked for the family as a tutor. The Nostitz family owned the house until 1918, when it was confiscated by the state. The famous Czech actor Jan Verich moved into the building in 1940 and lived there with his family until his death in 1980. Jan Smetana, the head of the Jan and Meda Mladek Foundation, outlines the organization's plans for the future of the historical site.
We would like to create interactive exhibition based on, of course, Verich, Voskovets, Osvobozené theater, and other who are connected with the building. For example, Holan, poet, Abe Dobrovský, and so on. And in the attic of Verich's villa will be a multifunction center where we would like to organize lecture programs, discussion, workshops, and so on. We are cooperating with Charta 77, DAMU, Philosophical Faculty, and so on, and we hope that the program will be very interesting for everyone.
The villa has been in a state of disrepair for years, standing empty since devastating floods that hit Prague in 2002. But now it is finally ready to undergo extensive renovation, says Jan Smetana.
Now Prague 1 has to reconstruct the Verich's villa, which will take about 10 months. And after that, we will get the key and we are able to open in a short time. Some of our program immediately, for example, discussions, workshops, and so on. And we should be able to have the villa functioning 100% in about 3 months.